me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be
to be like thee.
like you, dear Lord.
Wonderful Bible verse in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, where Paul says, as we behold him, we're changed from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. As we behold him, as we just sit in his presence, just open up our hearts or souls to him, as we just love him, worship him, look to him, hear from him, all those things, I think, are included in beholding him, putting him before us. The psalmist said, I set the Lord always before me. Well, that's a good place for God to always be, for Jesus to be. And we've come together tonight. We're here in his presence, and we're just looking to him, just beholding him. Maybe there'll be a time of quietness. That doesn't mean there's nothing to do. It doesn't mean that nobody knows what to say. But it means now's our time just to quietly look and behold Jesus. Just look at Jesus. Just love Jesus quietly. There might be times where, I don't know, that's why I'm just suggesting, but maybe there'll be times tonight where there's loud praise and everybody's praising the Lord and worshiping him and loving him, and that's all part of just looking to Jesus and opening up our souls to him. As we behold him, we're changed. We're changed. Now, I need to be changed. Maybe you too. A little bit more like Jesus. Holy like he is holy. I'm not there yet. Anybody there yet? No? Yes? Not quite. Me neither. Not even not quite. Not nearly. But as I behold him, as I look to him, Paul says that's where the change comes. I expose myself to him, to the light of his presence. And then he changes me. He does that. I can't. He changes me. He makes me, as we just sang, oh, to be like thee. He makes me like him. Oh, to be all those different expressions. And you sing half of them and you think, I've got a long way to go. I've got a long way to go. But Jesus is here tonight and he's going to help me. And when I leave this meeting tonight, I'm going to be a little bit more like Jesus than when I came. And that could be your faith. That could be our expectancy, from glory to glory, maybe imperceptibly to you, but he's changing us. He's working in us. He'll drop a word into your heart. He'll work in you by his Spirit, just a change, a little bit more, as you open up your heart, your life, and your soul to Jesus. You know, and some of you are probably like me too, if you sit in the sun too long, you turn red. So maybe you turn tan. I don't know what colors you go to when you sit in the sun. But the longer I expose myself to sun, the worse it gets. And it's that way with almost anything. the more you expose yourself to whatever you listen to, or you become like that. You're just changed into that very thing that you have heard or listened to, or whatever it might be. The more time I spend and we spend with Jesus in his presence, the more time we give to him, he's changing us. And I'm thankful for that. Now, we can sit in the right place at the right time and nothing can happen. It's a funny thing, isn't it? Maybe it's a funny thing. As a matter of fact, it could be a detrimental thing. We could sit in the right place at the right time with our umbrella up and not capturing anything that he wants to do for us. And the only thing that does in us is it hardens us. It makes it worse, not any better. But I want to take down the umbrella. I want to open up the windows of my soul. And whatever Jesus wants to do tonight in this meeting, I want to behold him. I want to be changed from glory to glory. Lord, change us. That's what you bring us together for, not that we see one another, but that we see you. And we behold you. And Lord, you might want to use brother, sister, whoever it might be, to testify or to admonish. Whatever you want to do, Lord, we want to be clay in the potter's hand. We want to be pliable, and we want to be able to be used by you if you desire that. Because, Lord, we know that you don't just use the pastor or the minister or the deacon, but, Lord, you use the different members of your body to help the other members along, to encourage and exhort, so that we might hear from you and be changed into your image. And, Lord, your presence is here. We acknowledge that. We've come together in your name, and here you are in our midst. And, Jesus, we pray that as we all open our hearts to you and our souls to you, and behold you, that we would indeed be changed a little bit more, a little bit holier, a little bit more like Jesus, Lord, to which we've been called, and Lord, to which we aspire. So work in us, Lord, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come, come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, Adam's likeness now efface. Stamp thine image in its place. Oh, dear Lord, we give ourselves to that tonight in this time that we have together. We're looking to Jesus. We're beholding him. What a privilege, Lord. What a call. And Lord, you're faithful then to do it as we behold you. Amen. Oh, behold the man of sorrows. Oh, behold him in plain view. Lo, he is the mighty conqueror, since he rent the veil in two. Lo, he is the mighty conqueror. Thank you.
pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We behold you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We look to thee, O Lord. Arise upon thee. Hallelujah. Change me, O Lord. I pray. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah, open my eyes, O Lord. Open my heart, dear Lord. Open my soul unto thee, O Lord, and lift up my soul. Hallelujah, 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 be behold. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We do have a special song, and George is practicing his part right now. And as soon as he gets back, he'll be ready to go. And I also could give every one of you that were a little bit alarmed the all clear. Brother Tom is our hero. And he chased down as we were singing, Behold the Man of Sorrow. We were all beholding the wasp in plain view. And lo, the wasp was the mighty conqueror. I know that there are alleged others someplace, but we haven't seen them. And I don't think they're coming out until after the meeting. So... don't let that trouble you or bother you. Let's pray right now for those that have been here and are not. Some are traveling still on their way. We want to ask the Lord to bless them. And we want to pray particularly for those churches in our fellowship that are having meetings right now. We want to ask the Lord to meet them back at home. So Jesus, we just take this time to look to you on behalf of those that were here at camp. We thank you for the labors of love. We pray, Lord, that you will reward them as only you can. And we pray, Lord, that you will protect them as they travel to the different destinations, their homes. Cover them with your precious blood. We thank you for all the families that were here, Lord, and we pray that each one of them will fulfill in the will of God. Make the moms and the dads and those that are here also all that you want them to be. Lord, strengthen them and help them to guide these little ones that were running around in these days, these precious children, Lord. We pray, dear Jesus, that you will put a hedge around them and keep them, Lord. Keep them all through their young years into their teen years. Keep them. Lord, you are able, and we're expecting that. We're believing that, and we thank you for it, Lord. Jesus, we pray for the meetings that are going on now or soon to begin. We pray, Lord, that you will bless every one of the churches. Lord, where your people are gathered this night, there probably are quite a few less than normal. But Lord, you're with them. You're there. And I pray, Lord, we pray that the attention will be drawn not to the fewer numbers and nobody's come, But Lord, you're there. Who cares what everybody else or anybody else has done? Lord, we pray that people will see Jesus and behold him and be changed. Lord, as your word goes out, if there were packed churches or just a few, the word of God will be preached. And we pray that as it goes out, it will fall upon good ground and that those that are in attendance will hear and be changed by it. Lord, bless your word. Bless your people. We just commit them to you and thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Brother George, Sister Liz.